Hi, my name is Suzanne and I'm your host for Crosstalk, Heroes Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In this special issue, we will learn about the upcoming EMC Symposium. We invited Mark Stefka, conference chair of the IEEE EMC SIPPI 2023, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You may know him already from a previous episode, the number 27, where Mark introduced the place and the topics to us. So welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you for being my guest for another podcast episode on the 2023 EMC and SIPPI Symposium. Mark, you mentioned a little earlier that you would like to share your excitement about the upcoming event. So what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is a few episodes ago, you had Gene Salzberg talk right. about the technical program.
Yes.
And the technical program is evolving very, very nicely. I think we're going to have a wonderful technical program. And the people on that committee are working very, very hard. And the other aspect that I am really happy about is the fact that over the last number of weeks, we've been able to put together a really wonderful set of events for companion, for family and friends that might come along with the attendees. And we're taking advantage of the fact that Grand Rapids is a family-friendly city, and there's a lot of things for families and even families with children to be able to do, to take advantage of in the Grand Rapids area. Specifically, Grand Rapids is located on the beautiful river. And that beautiful river is home to a riverboat excursion tour that we are planning. And the attendees will be able to go on that and experience Grand Rapids area from the river and look at the scenery. The other aspect talking about the scenery is there is a venue called the Frederick Meyer Gardens. And the Frederick Meyer Gardens is a world-recognized botanical gardens and sculpture park. And it's located about 15-20 minutes ride from the convention center. And we've been able to work with them, and we'll be offering tours of that that gardens and the sculpture park. Then coming back to Grand Rapids itself, we are scheduling a walk around downtown Grand Rapids.
Oh, nice.
And that will be early in the week then, so people can companions and friends and maybe some attendees can look at some of the things right in downtown. Grand Rapids is a very vibrant downtown, a lot of activities, a lot of venues, a lot of restaurants, a lot of things to do. And then the one of the other events during the week is something called Aroma Labs. And Aroma Labs is where you can create your own fragrance. I've heard that it works out really, really well for some people. And so that'll be a new experience then.
I bet those are interesting things. And that's, as you said, for companions and as well for family and with kids. That's really nice. Are there other things you would like to mention or they're worth mentioning?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things that that we are looking at to be able to provide some excitement. We're happy to be back, and we were happy to be back in Spokane. And of course, we're going to be happy to be back again in person in Grand Rapids. One of the things that we're looking at doing is this year is it's so important that many people that come to these symposiums haven't seen each other for a year. And old friends and meeting new friends and people that will become friends is such a key part of a live symposium. What we're planning is before the technical sessions begin on Tuesday, we're going to have essentially a grand opening welcome ceremony.
Really?
Right. Yes. Right at the exhibit hall.
Wow,
and the
great.
Intention is to bring the attendees and maybe even some companions together to meet and greet one another. Again, they probably haven't seen each other in a year. Meet and greet and talk and enjoy the fact that we're all together. And we're going to open that exhibit hall. And we're going to open that exhibit hall for the attendees to see what the exhibitors have for us this year. For the exhibitors to be able to meet the attendees. And understand very early in the week some of the things that the attendees are there for. We think this is really going to be a valuable event for the exhibitors, a value event for the attendees. The attendees will see what type of exhibitors are there and kind of plan perhaps some of their technical session attendance around what they want to find out related to some of the exhibitors. The exhibitors will be able to early in the week identify what some of the hot topics, what some of the themes are amongst the attendees. So that's going to take place on Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is a really action-packed day because then we move into technical sessions. And later on Tuesday, we will have the Signal Integrity, Power Integrity, SIPI short course.
Oh.
And that'll be on Tuesday afternoon. And the intention is for those folks that are new to SIPI or learning about SIPI, give them a foundation, give them some fundamentals early in the week so that as they attend the sessions related to SIPI later in the week, they'll be of even more value to them.
Oh, yeah, that's great to get them to one base knowledge.
Absolutely.
You can build on.
That's right. That's the intention.
That's
yep.
Great.
And then also on Tuesday, we have the traditional welcome reception. And this year, I'm pleased to say that we're going to look at including the exhibit area in the welcome reception.
Oh, so that's really interactive with the exhibitors.
Exactly.
So it's nothing spare and separate. So really be inclusive.
That's exactly right. That's the intention. And the purpose of a welcome reception is for, again, people just to meet and greet each other. In this case, meet and greet some of the exhibitors, a lot of the exhibitors. And then for those folks that want to, perhaps makes dinner plans and go out to get something to eat afterwards. Continuing on to Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So what's next on Wednesday?
So on Wednesday, we are planning the evening gala event. And the gala event will be a wonderful dinner. And we're also planning on some really unique entertainment. And that entertainment will be provided by people who have a lot of experience in providing a wonderful, enjoyable event. Consists of some music, probably there'll be some songs that people may even sing along. And the way the evening goes, it's very likely people will be dancing at the end of the evening. So we have a great gala.
That sounds planned.
Then some folks will have to make sure they don't stay too late at the gala, because on Thursday, you know what happens then?
No, tell me.
Okay, all right. Thursday morning is our Team EMC bicycle ride then. And this has been a very, very popular event over the last few symposiums. And so that's currently underway. I heard that the expected participants in that are making sure that they're in shape, even as we speak. Then, so Suzanne, I would encourage you to consider that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I really want to emphasize is that we're taking advantage of the venue of Grand Rapids and the attractions and the things that are there. For family, for friends, for companions, and as what's really coming, what's looking like now is that we're going to encourage the attendees to be there for the technical program and bring your family and friends for the fun. So I'm really excited, and I appreciate this opportunity to talk about some of the other events we have. Thank you.
And I thank you so much, Mark, for, you know, getting a deeper impression on the EMC SIPI Symposium. And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Questalk. Here is Above the Noise.